Welcome to 40 A&M in 5, a download of 40 A&M LLC, recorded at 2100 Eastern on Saturday, May 4th, with a selection of tech sector and related global news and policy highlights from the past week. Coming up, President Obama visits Mexico to discuss trade and border security. Eurozone unemployment hits a record high as both the Fed and European Central Bank plot courses around inflation. A new OECD report suggests that Japan's economy is poised for resurgence. And U.S. scientists announced that they have developed RFID-enabled smart paper. But first, on Wednesday, May 1st, President Obama nominated former lobbyist and venture capitalist Tom Wheeler as his next chair of the Federal Communications Commission to replace outgoing chairman Julius Genachowski, who was expected to step down as early as May 9th. Wheeler reportedly has the support of both consumer organizations and the wireless and cable industries. He had served in the trade organizations for both industries in the U.S., most recently as head of the Wireless Association, CTIA, for 12 years. With rapid developments in smartphones, smart-enabled machines, and high-speed wireless data, according to Paul Gallant, Washington-based managing director at Guggenheim Securities, U.S. mobile operators should benefit from a focus on their economic health in a Wheeler-run FCC. In addition to his industry trade organization background, Mr. Wheeler has also served as a member of the FCC's Technological Advisory Council. Current FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn has been selected to serve as interim chairwoman until the Senate can confirm Mr. Wheeler's appointment. With Mexico as the third largest trading partner of the U.S., President Obama traveled there on Thursday, May 2nd, with a high priority to discuss job creation on both sides of the border. This visit, focusing on trade, comes in the midst of the administration's run-up toward potential talks on EU-US trade poised for this summer. This meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto is President Obama's first since the Mexican president's inauguration, although Mr. Peña Nieto had visited the White House as president-elect. Although trade and bilateral cooperation on security will likely have figured high on the agenda, particularly given President Obama's immigration reform emphasis, organized crime is also a concern. During the three-day trip, the president also visited Costa Rica to meet with regional leaders during the summit of the Central American Integration System, or CICA. According to official EU figures released on April 30th, unemployment among the 17 countries using the euro hit 12.1%, up from February's 12%. In total, 19.2 million people are now out of work in the region. Perhaps most startling, though, is that youth unemployment, defined as those under 25, is at 3.6 million in the region. As of January, for instance, 55.9% of youths in Spain were unemployed, compared to 26.7% unemployment overall in the country. The lowest unemployment figures in the region were for Austria and Germany, each under 5.5%. These figures come amidst EU and U.S. central bank deliberations on inflation in the past week. On Thursday, the European Central Bank cut its primary refinancing rate by 25 basis points to 0.5% and cut the interest rate on the marginal lending facility by 50 basis points to 1%. This signals that the ease with which funds can be borrowed in the Eurozone would not be tightening anytime soon. And ECB President Mario Draghi highlighted that monetary policy was already extraordinarily accommodative given the continued sluggish economic conditions in the region. On Wednesday, the U.S. Federal Reserve described the U.S. economy in slightly better terms and declined to further adjust rates, noting that the economy is expanding moderately and that inflation is expected to remain at or below the bank's 2% target. The U.S. Central Bank's Federal Open Market Committee said that it will continue buying bonds at its current rate, and that it is prepared to increase or reduce the pace of its purchases as needed. This message from the Fed was in part a nod to the presumption that economic contraction resulting from the sequester may be restraining growth. It was initially thought that U.S. employers added only 88,000 workers to payrolls in March, but non-farm payroll numbers were eventually revised by the Labor Department to 135,000 for March, and on Friday of last week, Labor released that 165,000 positions had been added in April. Although these numbers show an increase, with the market responding positively to the news, Analysts cautioned that 1 month taken alone does not show the pace of growth. A new survey published by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, suggests that Japan's economy may be poised for expansion. The survey, presented in Tokyo by OECD Secretary General Ang Alguria, forecasts that the Japanese economy will grow by about 1.5% annually in 2013 and in 2014. This is largely due, in the report's view, to the three fronts of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's efforts to end 15 years of deflation in the economy. In the view of the OECD, Abe's focus on bold monetary policy, coupled with a flexible fiscal policy and a growth strategy, is also changing consumer confidence in the country. Among the survey's recommendations, and the survey is available at www.oecd.org, is that Japan should continue with medium-term plans to implement spending cuts and targeted tax increases to bring the Japanese budget back into primary surplus by the year 2020. U.S. scientists at North Dakota State University have developed smart RFID-enabled paper, embedded with radio frequency identification chips in a way that they claim is quicker, cheaper, and with wider application than any other available method. Some paper, embedded with radio frequency identifiers or smart tags, which can be read by wireless devices, is already on the market. However, the chips or tags are far too thick for most uses or reliable printing. The process developed by the scientist uses a plasma etcher to thin the chips, which are also laser embedded with antennas in a way that uses less material and is twice as fast as current methods. In addition to potential uses of the technology to track and authenticate currency, the process could potentially be used to assist in the reading of train or concert tickets, for instance. Their findings of the North Dakota scientists are due to be presented at the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers Conference on RFID in Orlando, Florida. You have been listening to 40A&M in 5, a production of 40A&M LLC. For more information, visit 40a-m.com. All stories for this week's podcast were reported by at least two online or print news sources or taken directly from relevant releases. We will be back on Monday, May 13th. Until then, make this week one to remember. Bye for now.